Shoot. Recorded live.
Hello, everybody. This is Rick, and you are listening to the AR Q&A call. And this is the 29th of April, 2013. It's hard to believe. So we've got two questions today, and let's get started. The first question. Michael and I just had our week 10 of the EMS group. He wants to know if there are some other relapse prevention tools other than what's listed in the workbook and video that you would suggest. This was obviously a tough one for us, knowing the possibility of relapse, when right now it's the furthest thought from your mind. Any additional suggestions would be greatly appreciated. Actually, there are some other resources on the website if you would go and search. There's some discussions in the audio files about relapse prevention that I think you would find helpful and could give you some good direction in terms of maybe some additional items. There's also, I don't know if your husband has done Hope for Healing. There's a lot of information in Hope for Healing. If he's currently in that course, then he'd also be able to access that, and that's going to be in week 15, 16, and 17. But I'll tell you, the most important thing about relapse, because relapse, you know, all you have to do is make sure that you live smart, and you'll be okay. I think the biggest problem is people assuming nothing will happen, because it is the farthest thing from their mind. And the people I know that have stayed sober for decades always assume that something could happen and live in a way to protect themselves. And that's why they've been sober for decades. So that's always going to be my first suggestion. And hope that helps a little bit. So for the second question, around week 3, we read the interview between Rick and the pastor. In two different sections, you talked about the difference between men and women having affairs. It reads, when a woman has an affair, typically she is completely fallen out of love with her mate. Her heart has to have already disconnected before she'll reconnect in another place. Another part of the interview, it reads, when women have affairs, it's more likely that they are done with the marriage. Often the women will spend years complaining about the lack of connection, and the man will refuse to respond. Women tend to disconnect from the marriage before they reconnect in an affair. Knowing that, how do you even start the recovery process when I'm not in love? I disconnected, and I'm done with my marriage. We're taking EMS online, and nothing seems to be clicking. Great question. Thank you very much. I think people fall in love and then people fall out of love. The thing I can tell you is the majority of the time I have seen it, seen couples, when they have fallen out of love as a result of an affair, especially women, be able to come back and have passionate feelings for their mate again. However, it does take time. It's not a short process, and there are certainly other issues that have to be addressed. When it's a woman that's has disconnected from their relationship and had the affair, just like I wrote about in the article, it's not that they can't come back. They first have to disconnect from the affair partner. They also have to somehow let go of the resentments that they've developed for their mate, and begin to see their mate through new eyes. And finally, they need to have the ability their mate needs to probably do some work to even be more appealing. I mean, I think that the issues in the marriage that were making it hard, that has to change. And I will say that I was even with a group of men this weekend. Typically, men are pretty willing to change. If they get the right type of help, it's something they can do. They just need that direction. I mean, every man I think that was at this weekend was highly motivated. The main thing is going to be just for them to continue down that path. And it is possible for him to become somebody that could be attractive to you. However, if he doesn't do the work, and if you don't do the work, I know that can't happen. The main thing, even for him to have the encouragement to do that work, is for you to just let them know at least that you're willing to do what it takes to help them heal. And maybe looking at yourself will help you find other ways to look at him. One other thing that I think you might find helpful is in the Hope for Healing group for women. Oftentimes, women find it very helpful just being able to talk with others and process to gain new perspective about themselves and about their marriage. And that typically is very helpful as they try to move forward. So I hope that'll give you some direction. So that's all of our questions for the day. I want to thank everybody for joining us on the call, and I look forward to talking to you guys next week. To healing.